This is St. Louis Public Radio. Sandwiched between two business districts along Cherokee and Chippewa Streets in South St. Louis is a community that is concerned about its future. One member of that community is an unlikely advocate for housing development, a 12-year-old girl who is concerned for the safety of kids like her in the neighborhood. Reporting for Sharing America, St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby talks with one Gravois Park family who has been especially vocal about the vacancy issues there.
That's a vacant building. All the rest of them houses right there are vacant buildings.
12-year-old Dion Ryan doesn't like seeing vacant buildings and lots all around her neighborhood, so much so that she wrote an essay about it for school that gained the attention of local media.
The letter says, imagine waking up, going outside, and seeing children playing in front of a vacant building. It scares me not knowing what can happen.
Do you ever talk about this kind of stuff with your friends at school?
No. They're not interested in the stuff that I'm into. They're interested in boys.
She and her family have lived in a narrow two-story detached brick building on California Avenue for a couple years. That block and others around it are littered with vacancies. City inspectors have reported more than 380 vacancies in and around Gravois Park in the last year.
It's like when I look across the street, it's nothing but vacant buildings. It's literally only two houses on that across the street over there that's not vacant.
An artist tried to beautify an abandoned property across the street from Dion's home by adorning it with painted pictures. Dion knows that art is an attempt to make the block look better, but she says she wishes the city would make vacant buildings a priority.
Living across the street from that can be scary sometimes because, like, it's like a house down there that broke down because it was vacant and then it was old. And, like, children play in front of them houses and it could have fell on one of them.
Local leaders say they want the same thing as Dion, safe, thriving neighborhoods. Business owners and nonprofit leaders at two growing business districts a few blocks from where Dion and her family live are thinking of ways money generated there can benefit a handful of key neighborhoods: Gravois Park, Bitton Park, Bitton Park West, and Marine Villa. New plans for an area a block south of where the family lives include turning dozens of vacant properties into low-income and market-rent housing. There's also a plan to turn some vacant homes in Gravois Park into housing for artists. Dion's dad, DeAndre Brown, questions if neighborhood kids will benefit from the proposed changes.
The city give these vacant buildings pretty much to developers. They come in, they rehab these houses, which we need them, but they make them so expensive with the neighborhood.
Cherokee Street Development League Executive Director Ann McCullough says money collected from local property and sales taxes through a fairly new taxing district address safety and development concerns. Money has already been invested in rehabbing local parks. She says new committees will meet soon to see how district funds will pay for more streetlights and workforce training.
We're picking up where the city is lacking.
Revenue generated by the taxing district does not reach people living outside the confines of the business district. Money from a separate nonprofit created by the district will, though. McCullough says Cherokee Street business owners are conscious about the effects of gentrification and displacement. She says the goal is to better nearby neighborhoods.
And by better, I mean make a place that is equitable and a safe and secure place for everybody that currently lives here and for potential new people.
Back at the Brown home, kids stream in and out of the house. The main attraction is the medium-sized inflatable pool Dion's family set up on a section of the vacant lot next to their house. Dion's dreams for her neighborhood go far beyond even the simple joys she shares with her family now.
I dream that it can be like one day that it can be like full of like great things, like a place where people really want to live.
For Sharing America, I'm Ashley Listenby, St. Louis Public Radio.